I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A Vatican tribunal has found 72-year-old Archbishop Anthony Apron of Agana, Guam, guilty of sexual abuse of minors, as well as some other accusations. Vatican judges imposed sanctions on the archbishop that will remove him from office and will bar him from living in Guam. Archbishop Apron, who is one of the highest-ranking church leaders to have been put on trial by the Vatican for sexual charges, has the option to appeal the sentence. If Apron appeals, his sentence would be suspended until a final decision is made, and if he does not appeal, the sentence becomes final and immediately effective. In a written statement, the Pentagon announced that all 7 service members that were on board a helicopter when it crashed in Iraq yesterday have died. They also said that the crash is under investigation, but does not appear to be a result of enemy action. Meanwhile, in Syria, 68 more people have died as a result of fighting between rebels and Syrian government forces in eastern Syria, and between Turkish government forces and Kurds in northern Syria. Yesterday marked the 7th anniversary of the country's civil war. The Trump administration is finalizing its plan to deal with the opioid crisis in the United States. The plan appears to include a number of prevention and treatment measures that have long been championed, but also may include the death penalty for some drug dealers. A number of congressional Democrats and Republicans, as well as public health advocates, voiced concern over the use of the death penalty, saying it will not help end the crisis and could negatively affect efforts to reverse it. A number of Catholic leaders in the Philippines have criticized Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte for withdrawing the country from the International Criminal Court. The ICC is currently investigating Duterte's war on drugs. Manila's auxiliary bishop, Broderick Pabilo, said the withdrawal only adds to speculation that there is a basis for the claims against the president and that Duterte is, quote, afraid of accountability. Benedictine nun Sister Mary John Menanzen called the withdrawal, quote, cowardly. Duterte has claimed that the ICC and the UN have made him out to seem like a, quote, ruthless and heartless violator of human rights. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamedia.org.